I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome on board here. It's Pomp and Joe on a Monday. Austin City Limits Bechtold sits to my left, and what a man he's become. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. We'll get to the NCAA tournament top of the hour. Meantime, Bob, let's get back into this Bengals signing, because signings, I should say. With T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and all signs pointing toward Hendrickson, that's going to give them four really highly paid players.
The Steelers, but it's like the reverse of what the Steelers have done over the years. They put all their money in the offense, not the defense. Steelers put it all in defense, not so much in the offense.
DK Metcalf came along. Right. Yeah. Well, what if they keep Pickens? Does this open up the notion, at least, that George Pickens, well, what if he stays here? And then what if DK Metcalf is good for him? And then would they pay him? Could they pay two, just like the Bengals do? Does your mind open in that direction, or is that silliness and Pickens will either be traded or gone after this year?
I wouldn't say it's silliness. I mean, it could happen. He might find that it's actually beneficial to have another guy like that on the other side. When he gets double covered, you get some more opportunities, you know, and then all of a sudden things are good. And I don't know if I go that far here. I still think this year is big for George Pickens. I still think they'll move him possibly at the draft just because they need a second-round pick, and they can find, if they draft a wide receiver in the first round, that they could make up for that loss. Then they don't have to pay him either, and they could use money for other aspects. So, yeah, it's out there. It's a possibility. And quite frankly, if you're going to score points to keep up with teams like the Ravens and the Bengals, you're going to need a lot of high power on offense. So... It's one of those questions. That's why I don't think they'll take a quarterback in the first round. And I don't mean to break your heart there, but I think wide receiver or defensive line will be the two top choices.
Could be. They signed a defensive lineman over the weekend, Daniel Ikwale, and he looks like a depth piece to me. I know he started for the Patriots, but his resume suggests depth, and they have to take defensive line somewhere early in the draft, right?
They absolutely have to. And let's say they don't get a second-round pick. And if you don't take a defensive lineman in the first round, when are you going to take him? And all the good ones that you will have measured will probably be gone.
Exactly. So. As for the quarterback, man, if you're going to go with Mason, and even if you bring in Aaron Rodgers to pair with Mason, the question's going to be wide open. Are the Steelers going to draft a quarterback? As we all sit around and wait for this drama to play out, Ray Fittipaldo had a very interesting story in the Post-Gazette today. Bob, Steelers holding cards close as QB market runs wild. Now, I disagreed with Ray's initial sentence here, actually. He says there are maybe five teams in the NFL who feel really good about their quarterback situation. I would at least double that. He said the Chiefs, Bengals, Ravens, Bills, and Eagles can sleep well at night knowing Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson, Allen, Hurts will be under center. The other 27 teams either don't have a franchise quarterback or are hoping they have one. I don't know.
Which teams would you add to your list?
Well, if the criterion is, he says there are maybe five teams in the NFL who feel really good about their quarterback situation. He didn't include Washington, Denver, Green Bay, or Houston. If I'm any one of those teams, I feel really good about my quarterback situation.
And I would agree with you.
So now we're up to nine. I'd feel pretty good. We can talk about Justin Herbert, whether he's ever going to win big games. I'd feel pretty damn good about Justin Herbert being my quarterback. That gets me to 10. Drake May, I won't put on the list, but I'd feel pretty good about him. But I'm up to 10 anyway. God bless me, Bob. Jared Goff, I feel pretty good about. That's 11.
They certainly do.
Baker Mayfield gets me up to 12. And the Rams get me up to 13 with Matthew Stafford. I think there's 13 teams at least that feel good. And I'm not sure the Niners don't either.
Well, they may feel good, but they, you know, don't have those automatic guys you're looking at and saying, well, he's going to be here for the next 10 years and he's going to be a very good player. They couldn't be. I mean, when you're dealing with rookies on their second year.
Which guys are you talking about?
I'm talking about the guys like Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels. I believe in those guys, but maybe Ray's premise is they only did it 1 year. Do they really feel that good? Will we see? I don't know what his definition of feel good is.
Well, it seems, I guess maybe from context, it's you have
you don't
your,
have to
you
address
have
it.
Your guy.
That's a better way to look at it. You don't have to address it right now, and it's not a problem. It's not one of your...
Do I feel I can win with this guy?
Right.
C.J. Stroud, absolutely yes. Jaden Daniels, yes. Bo Nix, yes. Matthew Stafford, yes. Baker Mayfield, yes.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield has been dynamic. Touchdown passes all over the place down in Tampa. And, I mean, he has given them a credibility at quarterback, which is going to be hard to find when Brady left. You wondered what they were going to do, and all of a sudden that became available.
I mean, another way to look at this for me, and maybe he meant it in the form of, hey, is this a bona fide franchise quarterback in his prime? Is this guy already done it for years, and will he do it for more?
There is still question about Stroud. Last year was not as good as first year. You know, that kind of premise.
I don't know. He's won playoff games both years.
I understand that, but I'm just saying maybe that's his criterion. I don't know what it means to feel good.
Could be. I'll phrase this a different way. If you were the Steelers, would you feel good about being the Patriots? Would you feel good about Drake May, C.J. Stroud, Justin Herbert, Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, even Dak Prescott? I'd feel good about any one of those, plus Baker Mayfield, plus we get Brock Purdy, go up and down the list, Kyler Murray. My God, Bob, I'd feel better with any of those.
You'd feel better, but you wouldn't feel like Buffalo or Kansas City.
No, although in Washington I would.
Yeah, maybe.
In Denver I'd feel like I had a chance. I don't know. I think that there's a lot of guys out there. The Steelers don't have one. Having said that, well, we'll get to this later in the 11 o'clock hour. But having said that, I feel like if you give Aaron Rodgers 450 attempts this year and you give Mason Rudolph and Joe Flacco 450 attempts, my gut tells me you could then do a blind test on the numbers and you wouldn't be able to tell them apart. Agree or disagree?
I would disagree with that. I think, again, if you're talking about 450 attempts with mostly a clean pocket, I think Aaron Rodgers never still would be superior to those guys.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools
to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
We're talking about the Steelers with Broderick Jones protecting your blind side.
But you have to,
450 attempts, many of which will be under duress.
Well, then that's a different story. I mean, we don't know how that's going to work. If it's just 450 attempts and everything.
450 attempts, let's just say average. You know, it's not going to be Tom Brady standing back there for the Patriots
well,
with an hour
no question
to throw.
That Rodgers has a problem that way. I mean, if he's under pressure, he's going to. And we saw
let's
that last year.
Let's just say average.
He never, ever was careless with the football in terms of interceptions. If you look at his charts in Green Bay, he never threw a lot of interceptions.
But he has lately.
He has lately, and that's also because he gets pressured and he can't move.
He can't move. I would say he's probably getting pressured about the same as he did a couple of other years, but he couldn't move away from it.
Right.
That's part of the problem. Let's just say average pressure rate on the Steelers quarterback, let's put at 15th in the league next year. 15th in the league, right at average, and the guy gets 450 attempts. My personal opinion
you
is...
You think Rudolph, don't you?
Maybe. I think we wouldn't be able to tell. I think it would be around, you know, 23, 24 touchdowns, maybe for another guy 26, maybe for another guy 21. The interceptions would be roughly equal, maybe a couple more for Flacco, or although Rudolph throws those too. I just don't... And the completion percentage, again, Rodgers was 30th in the league in completion percentage last year, and he got rid of the ball in 2 seconds. I mean, he got rid of the ball as fast as Ben late in his career. I just think there would not be a pronounced difference.
You might be right.
I just think that.
I think in a perfect pocket world, Rodgers can deliver the ball still.
Yes.
The problem is they're not going to have that. So.
Right.
And you know, I don't know what you think about Broderick Jones over there. You have essentially two guys now at tackle positions who you're not sure of. And I say that out of respect for Troy Fautano. I know what he did in college. We haven't seen it.
I know.
You know, we thought Broderick Jones was going to come in here and just be devastatingly good, and he hasn't been. What if they're both struggling?
It's very problematic. They just had a year where their tackles combined for the most sacks given up in a season. I mean, they led the league this season in combined sacks given up, and then one of them went out and signed an $80 million contract. What is going on, Bob?
That is so hard. I mean, I wish him the best. He's a good dude, and he deserves it. Not 80 million. I thought that was way overpay, but it goes to show you how important that position is. And Tennessee's, their offensive line was in shambles and they needed help big time. So they looked at him as a solution, but I don't know if that's going to be the solution they're going to get in the long run.
Bob, does peanut butter stay good if you leave it out?
You mean out of the jar?
Out of the refrigerator, like leave it out.
Oh, yes.
And so does butter?
I don't know about butter.
It's the peanut butter I'm a little worried about. I got the kind.
Peanut butter, we don't put it in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Leave it out. It's fine.
All right. It's the kind where you squeeze it fresh from the peanuts, you know?
Okay.
You ever done that?
No.
You put it in a little jar so it comes home. It's been on the counter for about a month, and I ate it today, and something's gone wrong.
Uh-oh. We're going to have more blowouts than a 1960 World Series.
Or the 2007 Patriots.
Limits, any opinions on peanut butter? Does it need to be refrigerated at some point?
No.
No, I don't think so. I mean, if you're talking about just a regular jar of peanut butter,
no,
not like peanut
no,
butter
no,
crackers.
No, I just explained. No. I squeezed it fresh. It's in a little container, not a jar, a plastic container.
Yeah, maybe you should refrigerate it.
Why do you get them in a plastic, like a tube?
That's what they provide. You pull the lever on the machine and it grounds the peanuts into peanut butter. It's very good, I might add, Bob. I just don't know how long it stays fresh.
Okay. I don't know either. All I know is you should try organic peanut butter.
Yeah, I don't like that because you get the oil on top.
The
it
oil.
Takes forever to mix it and get it right.
Yeah, but it tastes good, and it's better for you. I'm looking out for your health, Joe.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Let's dive into the tourney for a little bit. this is a week that all of America can finally agree on something, and that is that the first 2 days of the tournament are absolutely awesome. I think we're going to be at the casino. Is that right? Am I going to be at the casino one of those days? Limits?
Yes, we will be there on Thursday.
I can't wait. Usually Andy Toole joins me at the casino. This year he's going to be a little bit busy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.